from the 78th Venice Film Festival, Ilaria Gomarasca for Fred Film Radio. I have the pleasure to be here today with Dina Amer, the director of Tu Me Rassemble, in competition at Giornate degli Autori. Welcome, Dina.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here.
Welcome. So this is your first film. So first of all, congratulations for being at the Lito for your first film.
Yes, it's a huge honor. It was actually my dream to come here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to come here around 4 years ago when the film was in development. It was invited to the Venice Production Bridge.
Ah, okay.
And I fell in love with the festival. I was like, it's like you're entering a painting, the most beautiful painting. And I was fortunate also to see one of my favorite films, which is a huge inspiration for You Resemble Me, which is The Battle of Algiers. And I saw it, interestingly enough, in the same cinema that my film will be premiering today.
Wow, so, this is a huge satisfaction.
Absolutely. And, you know, Giulio Pontecervo, the director of The Battle of Algiers, is Italian, of course. And, you know, his film is a masterpiece and was brave enough to speak on a colonial occupation of Algeria by the French. And I very much feel like my film, You Resemble Me, is a story about the descendants of those characters.
Yes, absolutely.
Who journeyed to France and are still in some way fighting to find their dignity and their place in society. And sometimes using, you know, not sometimes, yeah, at times using the wrong means to find that visibility.
You are a journalist, so you decided to...
Previously, recovering journalist. Past life.
No. I was saying that we can see that your starting point was reality for building a character. So I was curious to know how this happened for you.
Absolutely. For me, it was hugely important to touch and even live the reality of this story by embedding with that community and with the family of my character. This film took 6 years to make. And I spent over 3 years deeply interviewing and filming the specific family and the inner circle of my character to ensure that the film would be made authentically. And so the script was written from over 360 hours of interviews.
Okay, so this was your starting point?
Yes, because I feel like I am still very much attracted to real stories. I think there's a power in them, and there's also a cosmic perfection to how sometimes real stories unfold. At times I would, like, when I was on the journey unfolding my character Hasna's life, I would find connection points that felt like, oh, this couldn't even be written in a script because it's too rich. You know, and it's too interconnected, and it's like written like a novel. So I love real stories. I think there's an importance to tell real stories, but personally, my departure from journalism was because I felt that the news medium wasn't the right way, wasn't the best way for me to tell real stories.
And why the story of Esna and Mariam? Why this particular story talked to you?
You know, I feel like In my lifetime, I have lived in the shadow of the war on terror. And it's interesting because today, it's a very symbolic time, you know, specifically today, because, you know, the war on terror, so-called, has officially symbolically ended. You know, the American troops have left Afghanistan. And so I've been inundated my entire life with a sensationalist headline of terrorism. And a very reductionist reading of both giving the perpetrators a lot of attention, but not really digging at the roots of why these individuals are attracted to radicalist ideology. And so I feel like the story of Mariam and Hasna, you are able to go deep within a very human lens, which is sisterhood. You know, I'm personally very close to my sister, so I could understand when I spent a lot of time with Mariam, the real sister of Hasna, her deep love and care, and the fact that, like, for her, her sister wasn't a woman on the news called a terrorist. Her sister was the little girl that she grew up with that she felt was like her twin, you know, and her greatest hero. So I feel like when we watch the news, these stories, they get dehumanized. And I feel like in order to solve the problem, actually, and find the right solution to handle this phenomenon, we have to look at it from a human lens. Because if we do, there is a pathway of solutions. Because we understand then that, oh my God, wow, these people are like us. And if they're like us, then we can find a way to understand them and to see how their universal needs can also be met, so that they don't grab our attention the worst way when they are left invisible in society.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's a huge honor.
And best of luck for your film here in Venice in competition of Giornate degli Autori. And this was Ilaria Gomarasca for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.